Mix 94.5 morning. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. It's just gone 7:40 today, 21 degrees. Another beautiful day here in our city as we enter the third day of phase two. Of course, the roadmap out of lockdown in the West and the Premier, Mark McGowan. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everyone.
Great to have you back on the show, Mark. Now, look, at the moment, you've gained a lot of popularity being in the position that you're in, and that's something we've always wanted it from our leaders is to actually lead. But when you do, it pays off. And there's a Perth artist. Her name is Esther Longhurst. I don't know if you've seen this. She has painted your portrait in Vegemite. Have you seen it yet?
My son showed it to me last night. Yes, I saw it.
It is brilliant. I mean, she just said she painted it because she's expressing her gratitude for living in WA, and she added this.
G'day. Today I'd like to do a portrait of a little Aussie icon that we all know and love.
We're happy little
Aussie icon.
Yeah, you're an icon. What did you think?
Yeah, I saw it. Well, she's talented.
Yeah.
Isn't she? Wow.
Very good.
I mean, to be able to paint people in Vegemite. It's really quite a skill. So I was impressed. I'm not sure. It actually had a bit of a likeness to me, actually a lot of likeness to me, but her ability was what impressed me.
Yeah, it was great.
She just used a knife.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, it was impressive.
And no butter.
Yeah. And she didn't double dip.
You know, and obviously in the future you can use it again because you can put it on toast. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Vegemite paintings, yeah.
Now, Premier, we're obviously looking at the roadmap out of this current situation. And as we've said, you know, things we feel have gone very well. And thank you to you and your colleagues for that. But, you know, now we have to start sort of talking about serious stuff. And I noticed today we're talking about the fast tracking of approvals. And obviously there'll be devil in the detail here. Everything from quite big projects to house patios being sort of done with less red tape. Can you assure us that, you know, we're still going to have the environmental protections and the kind of design and aesthetic protections that I think most of us do still want?
Yes, that's right. We've obviously got to get jobs back into the economy.
Sure.
So we've got lots of things happening there. One of the long-term things that can help with that is planning reform. We all know our planning system has been so bogged down in red tape, it's made it so difficult, even for householders or small businesses or developers to go out there and just do something that's reasonable and pleasing and creates jobs. And so we just want to make it easier for people in particular, but also for developers to get out there and do these things. And that's what all these reforms are about.
Okay. Yesterday in the news, we heard from the opposition leader here in WA.
We should be cut off from the rest of the world, obviously, but not from other states where there's no evidence of community spread of COVID-19. Why, when there's no evidence of community spread of this virus, we are killing these businesses in regional WA?
Now, Mark, we understand an opposition leader has to be an opposition leader, and she can't agree with everything you do necessarily, but what did you think about what Lisa Harvey had to say yesterday?
Well, she wants us to bring down the border with the East, and all of the medical advice is that that is not the right time to do that. It is dangerous potentially to people's health and actually is not good for the economy, because keeping up the border with the East allows us to loosen up a whole range of measures within Western Australia much faster than they do in the Eastern states. And I suppose fourthly, Victoria in particular continues to have outbreaks of COVID-19, and that's one of the reasons we've said that the AFL teams can't travel back and forth. That's why we've restricted all sorts of industries and all sorts of people. It's not the right time for that. It's clearly the wrong message. We'll bring down the interstate border when the time is right, but I can't see that happening for some months to come.
Premier, I noticed today there's talk, it's been an ongoing story about police and AMBOs and dealings with the government. I guess at the moment we're all very heightened to be on the side of our healthcare workers and our police force that are on the front line. Are those negotiations going along in good faith?
Yeah, well, with the police, there was an EBA we put out to the police officers that had 62% support of all the officers. So there was a vote, 62% voted in favour of it. It's bizarre that they now don't accept it. We're trying to, in fact, we have given them a pay rise, give them the standard pay rise, and bear in mind it's difficult times, plus some extra leave to reflect some of their work patterns. But unfortunately, 62% of the officers have voted in favour, they're being ignored. And why the union is doing that is beyond beyond explanation, in my view.
Okay.
But we're trying to do the right thing by them.
Okay.
Premier Mark McGowan's with us this morning. Claire Z, Matt and Kimber at Mix 94.5. And Mr. Premier, a couple of footy legends, Gary Lyon, Matthew Lloyd, goal kickers from Victoria, are all a bit upset with you. Your strong stance on the footy and saying that they're pampered over there. Are you losing any sleep on that one?
But no. I doubt they'd heard of me before this. I was a bit disappointed. I'm not going to have another go at the Victorian clubs, but a bit disappointed they weren't prepared to come over and hub for a few weeks, and I used the word pampered, which obviously got their blood boiling.
Yeah, did you?
I've been called worse than pampered before, and for them to get so upset by the word pampered, I think shows a little bit of sensitivity that maybe they should toughen up a little bit.
Hey, awesome.
Well, Premier, we're going to put the call out.
Them again.
We accidentally called them not tough again. Whoops.
Oh, well. Sorry. We are going to put the call out to have our listeners draw you in other condiments other than Vegemite. So watch this space.
Can I do peanut paste?
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you, Mark. All the best. And we will catch up with you with the latest again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Premier Mark McGowan joining us again this morning. Always, he's up for a laugh as well in serious times with everything going on.
Always happy to give us a chat.
You bet. 7:47.